from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles.
Heidi and Frank Show. Now, look who texts the show. Kathy.
Oh, no.
Yeah, from yesterday, who was complaining about the caller 40 thing. Uh-huh. And we got all those texts from Kathy being just a bitch. She just texted the show again.
Oh, no. No.
She goes, hey, Frank, it's Kathy.
Oh, no. I'm scared.
And that whole bitch thing, being dumb, and new Karen. Very, very funny. Love you, Kathy and Simi.
Oh, Kathy and Simi.
All right, so Kathy and Simi, she's off the hook. We knew, I knew she wasn't going anywhere. We're still friends.
Thanks, Kathy. I knew you were just
If you can't call your friends dumb bitches, then who can you call a dumb bitch?
Oh, my God, Frank, you and I must be besties.
I would never call you a dumb bitch.
Hey,
stupid C,
then.
Yes, but never. no. But as far as friends go, how many close friends do you say you have? Would you say that you have? Mm. Not had, have. Currently, mm-hmm. Number of close friends. Heidi? Want to write your number down? Let's write our number down so we don't influence like the next guy answer like, oh my God. Heidi said 10, and I guess I better say more after that. So, yeah, write down your number of close friends that you have. I do have the American average.
Okay.
Okay. That should be enough. Because they're still trying to count you're still trying to count your friends. They're not that close. Now you're just digging. Hmm. You know what I'm saying? Okay, anyway. All right, so hold up your piece of paper, Heidi, and reveal how many close friends you have.
Well, I just kind of wrote it in with the rest of my scribbles here, but we can throw that up.
Mm-hmm. Wow, 8 close friends.
My girls.
I love your scribbles.
The girls who stood with me at my wedding, the girls who I've known for 27 years.
Yeah, but then that doesn't mean they're close.
Oh, they're close. Yes.
You don't live in the same town. Geographically,
no,
they're not close.
We connect every single day.
Every day. You talk daily?
Yeah, in some way, shape, or
with
form.
With all 8 people?
It's like a group chat.
Yeah, in some way, shape, or form. Yeah, we do. Whether it's a text.
I don't have time for that.
A quick call, you know.
That you reach out to 8 people
even if
a day.
It doesn't have to be a big,
Lord.
Long, drawn-out thing, but certainly.
Even then.
Yeah. Wait, do you have to talk to your close friends that often?
Well, don't jump ahead. Don't jump ahead.
Okay.
No,
I guess for Heidi, in her idea of explaining how close she is, talking to somebody every single day is pretty convincing. You know,
no,
I'm
I
saying,
would say
wow,
I've
that's
known
close.
Them 20,
sure.
20
that's close.
27 years. I would literally do anything in the world for them. They need a kidney. They get a kidney. No questions asked. They whatever at any time of the day.
No questions asked about a kidney. No.
These are the
you?
Girls that like if 2 in the morning. It's like I'm on a plane. I'm in a car. It doesn't matter. Those are my girls. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, I guess
it's that. It's like there's no questions asked. It's we'll all be there.
You're such a person who asks questions. Like if you know. They're on a plane. They're in a car. Mm-hmm. You're not very spontaneous. You're like, what do I need to bring?
That's how I know they're good friends.
What do I need to pack?
In that moment, I'm on my way. I'll be there as soon as I can be there. That's it. That's how I know. Because I'm not asking. I'm not packing a bag.
How do you know it's bad news?
I'm on my way. I don't know. I'm just on my way. I'm on my way. I'll be there as
soon as I can. Your wife can never have a surprise vacation for you because you're always like, what do I need to pack? Do I need a bathing suit? Do I need a dress? Do I need an evening gown? You have no idea. So you're no questions asked. Not knowing the premise of, is it bad news? Are we going to go bury a body in the desert? I mean, should I wear my desert-burying body clothes?
They know me.
Boots,
they would know
like
to
sturdy
say,
shoes.
Bring boots. But get here quickly.
They would say, get here quickly, bring boots and a flashlight.
Yeah. Or
and some lye. Do you have any lye in the garage? Then you kind of know. No questions asked. I figured it out in my 3 clues.
Yeah.
All right, Johnny, how many friends you got?
Close. I wrote down nine.
Nine?
Nine.
All right.
Yes.
And how do you justify nine people being close?
Well, I have definitely two back on the East Coast who I know if I were to call them and say, if you can come out, they would book a plane ticket and they would be here.
So that's how you both judge close friends, is that they would be here at the drop of a hat if they were needed.
Yes. And that, but there's more than that. I mean, and then, you know, I mean, most of you around here, I'll let you figure out which ones.
Most.
Not all of us. Not all of us, but most. Okay.
I appreciate that, but Johnny.
Johnny, I've got boots and a shovel. You made me lie.
I know. And I included you guys. Most. Guys. Don't worry. Yeah. Most of you.
Okay, if it's most, that means that there's a minority who was left out.
I didn't leave Corey out.
No, I didn't mean like a minority. I mean like there's like one person who was left out. A minority of the group. So it's like, is it 5-1? Like five close friends of us and then one person you left out? Or do you leave out two people? And it's
you know, I'll let you guys figure that out.
It's 4-2. I'll let you guys but it's not 3-3. It wouldn't be a most. So you left out
Listen,
two
let's be honest.
People.
He doesn't think Emo can dig a hole. She's very petite.
I do not think Emo would help me dig a hole. I don't think so.
But if you had concert tickets, you'd drop everything and go with you.
Yeah. If we were digging a hole for, you know. Yeah.
If you're going to go see Hole.
The Oak Ridge Boys.
Yes, if you had tickets to Hole.
And she'll get you backstage. She'll get you digging.
Yeah. All right, so nine. All right, Jordan, how many did you write down?
Originally, I said nine as well, but then after Johnny's explanation, I'm just going to go with six. Okay. Yeah, so I feel like I can cut some dead weight around here.
Oh, so you included people here as well?
No, but I did. I'm cutting out the people that I'm not as close as I used to be with, because I don't think that's part of the question. I think who I'm currently close with, my close friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like my band and then a couple of other, like, just two close friends.
Right.
So, like, just that core group that I either go drinking with or we.
I guess it's an odd question to ask when you go, oh, the American average. So you're asking people on a clipboard, so how many close friends do you have? Yeah. And then just they're shouting a number as they walk into the Target.
Mm.
But it's relative to what you feel like a close friend is. So it's like, is it what you would be to somebody? Is that what you consider a close friend? Is that person do unto others, friend unto others, as you would friend unto yourself?
No shade to those childhood friends, but it's just, you know, time has passed and I'm not as close as I used to be with them.
Yeah, I mean, my close friends when I was growing up called the show on my birthday, and they were asked to call. They're like, "Oh yeah, I'd love to," you know, like drop of a hat. No, it's Frank's birthday. We're calling the show, and many people called in. But there's people I haven't talked to in 20 years who called into the show. Not close, but they were obviously the impact that we had on each other's lives 20 years ago was enough to sustain through time. To go, oh my God, hell yeah, that'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do that. They bury a body with me? Probably not. I mean, it's been that, you know, but they'll call me on my birthday. But they've never called me on any other birthday. My birthday didn't stand out in their minds.
Till you turn.
Geographically,
55.
You're geographically not desirable people, you know?
Yeah.
When you move, you know, when you're hanging out, or your close friends, your weekend warriors, who you hang out with when you have your free time. Hey, we're gonna grill. We're going to... Let's get some beer. Let's watch the game. Let's do stuff together on, you know, when we have time to do stuff together.
Mm-hmm.
But reaching out and talking to somebody every single day like Heidi, it's like, okay, I can see that. You're making an effort every single day to connect in some way, whether it be physically in front of them, sharing a meal, or you're, so how you doing? I mean, every single day with eight people, I could not maintain that. I don't call anybody. I barely respond to text. Does that make me a bad friend?
This is true, yes.
But no. Do I consider the amount like close friends that I have? I said one.
You said one?
Yeah.
Whoa.
None of you.
We all over.
No,
we all overshot that.
I'm just saying it's like as far as close friends go. It's like, you know, on the weekends, I have my weekends. We don't talk to each other on the weekends. We just maintain our relationship's here.
Well, I tried. You didn't answer your FaceTime.
That's right. I don't answer the phone.
No.
I just don't.
It's one. It ain't on my side.
You'll learn. But I think too.
Somebody had to remind you to call me. This wasn't out of the goodness of your heart. Somebody's like.
It's also like these friends that have gone through seasons with you and been through like different parts of your life. The good times, the sad times, the sick times, all that stuff. Where you're like you've been with each other through evolution, and they know you.
When they come and go. Like I said, evolution of life, where it's like, oh, you had that one single friend that was so close, and then when you got engaged and got married, well, okay, I guess we're not close friends anymore because like they're still out there doing the single friend thing.
There's friends
you're
for
doing
a reason.
The engaged married friend thing, and it's like we don't really relate on that level anymore. And my wife kind of doesn't want me hanging out with you every weekend and drinking beers and going to the bars and chasing ass.
That's the friends for a season. Like they say, there's friends for a reason. There's friends for, and that could be work friends. Yeah. There's friends for a season. And then there's friends for life. And I'm talking about friends for life. I was talking about
close friends.
And that's those are my, these, for until the day I die, these are my people. Now I'm going to have good friends coming in and out and, you know, work friends and, you know, acquaintances and good time friends and all that stuff, of course. But this core group is like till we drop. That's what I'm talking about.
I guess close friends, I guess what I've considered, it's like who you would call if you had any kind of news that's worth, like, exciting or bad. Mm-hmm. That's who you want to call first, is to share that. And no matter what it is, you can share bad and you can share good. They're not just good news friends. They're news friends.
Well, this is what I was so frustrated news with friends. When my mom was, not to keep bringing it back to my mom, but this is reminding me of that. When my mom was dying and she had her group of girls that she went to high school with. I mean, and they're in their late 70s. And I mean, concerts, cruises, vacations, weekly lunches, all of this. And she was out here and she goes, what's hard is I'm going to have to go through this by myself, the chemo and all that. And I said, Mom, you've got your girls. And she goes, I'm not telling any of them about this. And it blew my mind. And that's, we kind of got into a fight, which I feel horrible about. I made it right. I made it okay. But I said, Mom, what do you mean? You're not telling your girls. They can go to chemo with you and then maybe you go to lunch after. Or they say, oh, no. I'm not sharing this with them.
What was her reason?
Because she said, I want to be in with them in good times. I don't want them to even see me like this or remember me
like this.
Your
mom's
like
Norm MacDonald.
Yeah.
Norm didn't tell anybody. All of a sudden, Norm's dead. Like,
correct. And my mom's friends reached out to me because she just sort of shut off. I'm busy. I can't do it. I'm not feeling well. But never told them. And so one by one, her friends called me to say, I am so sorry. We had no idea. And then they showed up at her memorial and we had, you know, I'm so sorry, Heidi. I had no idea. And I said, I couldn't tell you because her wishes were that she didn't want anyone to know. And so that blew my mind.
Did it hurt their feelings?
Well, yeah. And they said, I wish she would have not gone through that. Like, why? We were good for
you. But that's how she wanted
mom.
To go through it.
I know. And so I had to honor that. But that didn't make any sense. I'm like, no, I need my girls. If my girls can be with me, please be with me.
No, I get that. I'm totally with your mom on that.
That's what I'm talking about. So when I told my mom, why would you think you have to go through it? I mean, she had her sister, my Aunt Jackie. But I said, other than that, no one knew. And she's like, that's the hardest thing to have to go through it by myself. And I'm like, you don't have to. What are you doing? But she didn't want them to have their memories of her be how she was at the end. Mm. Which almost 2 years is coming up, I guess I kind of understand that.
Leaves,
but it breaks my heart.
But leaves grow on the same branch and they age and they turn colors and then they all fall alone. Right. So doing it alone that's what we all end up doing it. No one dies together. Everybody dies alone. So it's like, as far as like going through it alone, going through the dying process alone, the acceptance of that, the whatever, the connection to that, as opposed to having somebody right there with you and because they can't do anything about that. I'm going to bring your day down. I think I'm with, like I said, your mom on that, where it's like, you know what, I think I would just not show up. I mean, I'd do my best to show up, and if I couldn't show up, I'd make an excuse. But your life's going to go on, it's going to be good, and I want you to do that. Like, whether it be a funeral. I mean, I heard that 60% of people have their funerals planned. I'm like, what? Mm. In the way that, the music or, I mean, planned. I mean, I know we had to plan my dad's visitation and stuff. It's like, okay, let's put a photo thing together, whatever it might be. He didn't do any of that. But it's like, I don't have anything like that planned.
No,
as far as like, would you want people to celebrate you and have a party? You're like, let's not do the visitation or whatever. Let's just have a party. Let's have a kegger.
Drink all the wine. Drink all the wine. Drink it all.
Or drink that. the entire wine cellar is going out tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And tell some stories and sit around.
Yeah, have fun and have some laughs. Yeah.
Are we going to sit and mope for the next 6 months? Because I might have 3 years left.
Mm.
Nah.
Mm.
Think I'd rather do it alone.
Yeah, I mean, I guess
that's nothing to do with my friends. As far as like, I know, I want to hurt them. No, I'm the exact opposite. I don't want to hurt anybody with what I'm going through.
Yeah. Yeah.
But as your friend,
when you tell my own family, I don't think
this is why I tried to tell when my mom. I said, "But mom, your friends that they want to be there for you. That's their honoring to be there to hold your hand to talk to you while
you're such a buzzkill, though. What if I want to forget about it? Oh, I don't want to be cancer.
Well,
chick.
I can talk about different things.
I was the party. I was the cruise lady. I was the dancer at the
cruise
at
director,
the groupie concerts. I'm still fun Barb.
Yeah,
I don't want to be." Let's go scarf shopping, Barb.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like my whole identity has changed in the last 3 years because you guys are all, oh.
Well, yeah. I mean,
that would blow.
That's what she didn't want. So
I'm trying to explain it to you from like my point of view, agreeing with her that's probably what she was thinking. Yeah. It wasn't like about hurting your feelings or hurting your friend's feelings. She was very stoic in her.
Very much so.
What strength of doing it alone? There's a lot of strength in doing that alone. That's not weak.
I know, but when you're a daughter, it's heartbreaking. Yeah.
Strongest women I know now. I'm just going to do it alone.
Well, she didn't do it alone. She had Heidi and she had her sister.
My aunt Jackie. Yeah, her sister. But that was it. And I couldn't be there for all the appointments, but I went to you know a few. And I'm just sitting there going, oh my God, if I was going through this, I want my girls with me. Like, but she didn't, and that's fine. And it's coming up on 2 years. I can kind of understand it now because I have those final visions of my mom in my head. They don't. Mm. They don't have any of that.
Great.
They only remember, I'm at the concerts.
Yeah.
And, you know, mm-hmm. And that's what she wanted. And I get that now. In the moment, it broke my heart because I'm like, my mom's sitting getting chemo by herself.
Every picture that your friend has, her friends have with her.
It's all healthy, happy,
joyful. There's not
joyful.
That one time where she's your mom's prop. Let's prop her up in the hospital bed. Let me lean down like this.
Yeah, no,
and get that left.
My mom would have hated that. No.
I don't need that much show.
Yeah, so...
Well, enough with the chuckles. I mean, you guys.
Oh, hey, like, Will, you're loving this right now, aren't you?
Laughing over here. I'm going to break a rib.
Let's talk about what a bee Kathy is.
The average American now has just 4 close friends. So you guys are doing great. Heidi says she has 8. You said you got 6. What did you say, 6 or 8?
I said 9.
9.
Yeah.
You got
6. Six.
I said 1, but I guess it's funny because we have like that group of friends, but it's most like neighborhood, you know, like I said, geographically desirable friends where you get together and you hang out.
Mm-hmm.
And on Halloween, we were invited to one of our friends' houses. Like, we're all going to meet there and then we'll pass out candy there. Like, she has a wonderful house for like the candy route, you know, for people. We're all going to meet there. We'll watch game 6. And so we're there, you know, everybody's eating, drinking, having a good time. And then we're like, okay, we're going to leave. It was kind of like, relatively early in the evening. We're like, okay, we're taking off. All right, bye. See you guys later. And then we walk home, and my wife made guacamole for the party. And then I think she took over some leftover birthday cake that she'd made for my son because his birthday was on the 30th.
Mm-hmm.
And so she had the cake thing that covers a cake, like a Tupperware cake cover. But I don't know what the hell it is.
Yeah, yeah.
And then obviously the guacamole bowl. And so she she texted our friend and said, hey, you know, I'm I'm going to stop by and get those my bowl and my cake cover. She's like, oh, don't worry about that. I'll just bring it by the you know, other friend's house tonight. Bring it by Tina's house tonight, you know, for game 7. Like, wait, what? Like, they're all going to meet at Tina's house and watch game 7. We weren't invited.
Ooh.
So my wife was all like, what's going on? Huh? I'm so upset. Wait, we're invited. I don't understand what's going on. I'm like, it's no big deal.
Mm.
You know, why do you care? Because those are my friends. It's like she was freaking out because we weren't invited. I'm like, it's we'll stay here.
You know why? We her guac wasn't good. That's it.
You think so? I was trying to find an excuse for her. But I'm like, but why assume that that's the worst, that something happened? Because I was like, we weren't there. So I'm sure at the end of the night when most everybody's leaving, they're like, what are we doing for the game tomorrow? Because at this point, the drinks had been flowing probably another hour We're doing the game tomorrow. Let's just go over to Tina's house and watch game 7 over there. Sweet, sweet, see you there. But we weren't there to hear the invitation, and we didn't get on some mass text.
Had you been there, they would have probably been like, come on, come over. No big deal.
No big deal.
Yeah.
But like, she's freaking out that we've like lost friends. She's like, hey, because I was like looking through some videos on my phone and trying to clean up some of the storage, and I saw this video of like her and this friend that she thinks that she did that got an issue with. And they were like up on chairs dancing. She goes, could you send that to her to remind her of our friendship? I go, come on. Why are you being like
that? Oh, no.
Yeah. These relationships mean something to me. I know they mean nothing to you.
Nope. Now I get it.
What?
Now I get it.
What's going on?
It says she's clinging. She's being a stage 4 clinger at least.
Yeah.
No, I think it's starting to show off, and the other friend was just like
too high maintenance. Omitted
the invitation. It wasn't that you weren't invited, it's just that they just didn't invite you. It's not what.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
So she shouldn't care? Like, she should stop being a clinger. It is her fault. She's a clinger.
I don't know. Yeah. Is it her fault or is it Frank's fault?
How's it my fault?
It could be Frank.
Well, Tina's like talking to her husband. She's like, well, we can't invite Frank over.
He gets drunk.
He gets drunk.
It's too. I'm not dealing with it.
No, they weren't inviting me over when I wasn't drinking.
Why'd you have the video on your phone?
Because
I guess she was busy dancing. But yeah, see, no. It was not with Johnny.
It was at a party at the house back when we used to be invited to stuff.
Frank's over here with his camera out. He can't be trusted. He's filming too many things. The secrets are getting out.
They get too drunk when they come over, those two. And we can't have that.
He drinks too much. Because didn't that happen with one of your other friends? Wasn't it Mike or somebody who was like, you're not. No, you guys aren't going out together because it's just nothing but trouble.
Yeah, Mike's part of this group.
Oh, that's Mike influenced that Tina.
Yeah,
we've solved it.
Oh, it's Mike's wife. Mike's wife got in her head.
Here we go. Yeah, it's your fault. The guacamole's fine. Did she get her cake plate back? I mean, these are the big.
The point is, people only have about 4 close friends. They're probably not even that close. It seems like a standard answer, so you don't seem like a lonely loser. Okay.
You know, I hear that Frank and Carmen, they come over and they bang in your house.
I know. Is that weird stain on the
Mother's? They're not coming over to our house.
I've got to get that cleaned and Scotch garden.
That is probably it. The news is out. We don't get invited anywhere.
They get drunk and bone.
Yeah.
They're just going to have sex. They're disgusting.
We solved the mystery.
All right. Well, let's get a look at traffic. With my only friend, Docky.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.